talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there is a story. It's an update on an issue we discussed a little while ago, some days ago, on this show. Today, it has been announced, actually yesterday, we're announcing it today, Madison teachers are suing Republican legislative leaders for improperly using taxpayer money for lawyers for their own purposes. Here's the background. Here's the background. It makes me mad every time I think about this. Robin Voss and the head of the Senate, the illegitimate gerrymandered head of the Senate, LeMahieu. Remember that we get a majority of the legislative votes around the state and they get two-thirds of the assembly because of gerrymandering. Have hired two lawyers named Adam Mortara and Consovoy McCarthy. What a great name, Consovoy McCarthy, except that he is doing the devil's work. Adam Mortara and Consovoy McCarthy are being retained at your expense. Yes, you who are listening right now, your expense to help the Republicans gerrymander for another 10 years. Now, listen to this. You think you want $15 an hour? You think $15 an hour is good? I do. I think it's great. $15 an hour. Well, they don't. Consovoy McCarthy and Adam Mortara don't like $15 an hour. They have been getting $30,000 a month for pre-litigation consulting. For months, they've been getting it. 30 grand, 30 large, 30 Jeezels, 30 simoleons, 30,000 simoleons, goes right into their bank account every month from Wisconsin taxpayers. Now, how much have you paid in state taxes? You haven't paid. You don't pay $30,000 a year. Some people haven't paid $30,000 their whole lives. Most people will do something like that. $30,000 a month, like something out of a goose. Out it goes. It's your tax dollars, $30,000 a month to Adam Mortara and Consovoy McCarthy to consult. To consult. So Voss calls them every couple of days and goes, how you guys doing? I'm doing good. Good. Yeah. What do you think about gerrymandering? Yeah, that's good. We're there. Now, that isn't all, though. $30,000 a month isn't enough for Consovoy McCarthy and Adam Mortara. Starting in July, they are going to get a fee of $200,000 a month. Now, did you pay $200,000 last year in state taxes? Do you know anybody who did? Are you going to pay $200,000 a year in state taxes your whole life? A month they're going to Adam Mortara and Consovoy McCarthy to represent. There's no litigation yet. What are these guys doing? They shave in the morning, they look in the mirror, and they start thinking about it. They don't even have to bill their time. They don't even have to bill their time. 30 grand a month starting in January till now. I think it's till July. 6 months at 30 grand, then 200 a month after that. Subject to increase. They put a tentative cap of about a million, just under a million. So they might get another, 4 or 5 months of that, but subject to renewal and renegotiation if necessary. Does that sound a little vague to you? It's kind of Foxconn-ish, Yeah. I think it sounds a little on the Foxconn side, They are experts at gerrymandering. Now, Wisconsin has a law. It's a law governing lawyers and cases. It's a judge-made law. You have to have local counsel. So Consovoy McCarthy and Adam Mortara in Washington, D.C. can't just go strolling in the state. They need local counsel. or the permission of the judge. That's basically a make-work provision for Wisconsin lawyers. Law firms around the country can't just go coming in here. They got to associate somebody and pay him a fee, basically. So they hired somebody, a Republican lawyer, and they're paying him $375 an hour to keep an eye on Adam Mortara and Constable McCarthy. That's coming out of you too. You like 15 an hour? Some guys may be making 725 an hour, 10 an hour, 20 an hour. Some of you may be making 50 grand a year. Some of you may be making 100 grand a year. I don't know how much you're making. But 30 grand a month is going to two lawyers from Washington starting in January. And 375 an hour is going to a Republican lawyer in Madison who's, quote, keeping an eye on them, end quote. And starting in July, 200,000 a month. That's a big number. 200,000 a month is going to be going on for another, I don't know, 5-6 months till it hits the million mark, actually 980,000 or something. And then subject to renewal extension if necessary. Very Foxconnish, very vague. You know very well that this litigation is not going to be done. It hasn't started yet, by the way. So this business of 30 grand a month and then 200 Jeezels a month starting in July when there's no litigation is simply a waste. It's number one. Number two, gerrymandering is wrong, bad for the state. If the Republicans want it, they should come out of their donors. They should come out of the Republican committee in Wisconsin. And it ain't going to be done at 200,000 a month in something like 6 months from July, and it's going to get extended. Cost millions last time. How much have you paid in state income taxes? You haven't paid that much, not compared to this. Your money is being wasted like it was wasted in Foxconn, like it was wasted when Walker turned down $1 billion with a B in Medicaid money of our federal taxes coming back to look like a conservative. And then he spent it anyway, a lot of it, from state income taxes, your taxes. So you got nailed twice. You sent it to the feds. They wanted to send it back to you. Walker said no. And then he nailed you again. And on trains, same thing, $1 billion. Our federal taxes, Walker said no. Cancel the contract. I think it cost $50 million for us to get out of it. He broke the contract. It cost 4,000 union jobs. And it would have built a good train from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison to Eau Claire. A lot of business proliferation around the central and western part of the state. Paid for by your federal tax dollars, he turned it down. Now they're going to give Constable McCarthy and Adam Mortara basically a minimum of $1 million. These are a couple of guys. What, they pay a secretary, they think. These aren't their only clients. And some guy, some genius is going to sit in Madison and go, $375 to keep an eye on them. Call them up and they'll say, hey guys, what are you up to? We're up to some legal stuff. Oh, okay, yeah, let's talk a little more. Let's try to talk for an hour. Okay, that'll be $375. Do you know how fake and weird it is that everybody is fighting over 15 an hour? It's the right thing to do. It's not fake and weird to people who are being underpaid and making minimum wage. But in the scheme of things, there's money flying around out of tax dollars that you have no idea of. You have no idea of. You have no idea of. There's securities fraud that you have no idea of. You don't know what securities fraud is. You really don't. And so here's what's happening right here. And securities fraud is a separate thing. That's not this. So the Madison teachers are going to court. They're going, you know, Voss, if you want to spend this kind of money, there is no litigation right now. And the attorney general is the one that represents the state. We pay him a salary, and not a bad salary, six figures. Good guy. Of course, they took all his powers away from him. Lame duck. Evers wins, Call wins, then Voss wins. Voss has lame duck, and he has Republicans on the Supreme Court. And he goes, okay, here's the law. They technically won the election, but all the governor and attorney general powers are exercised by Voss and now LeMahieu. It used to be Fitzgerald. Oh, okay. What the heck? They tried that in North Carolina. It didn't work here. For some reason, nobody got it into federal court. And they essentially just took the election. And do I think that the Democrats could be a lot stronger and more vocal and more articulate, like this show, maybe, and like Devil Radio, and saying something about this? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. The truth of the matter is that this skullduggery going on involves your tax dollars. And at some point, some of you are Republicans, some of you are independents. You're a Republican. You don't know why. I don't care why you think you're a Republican. Do you like your own money? Do you like your own tax dollars? Do you think that 200 Jesus a month starting in July is a good idea for a couple of guys? Or 30 grand from January on to think about it, and 375 an hour for some guy to keep an eye on him, coming right out of it, and they turn down a couple of billion dollars for trains and Medicaid. You cannot trust the Republicans with your tax dollars. As simple as that. Really as simple as that. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.